Government to proceed with issuing of telecoms license to Symbiote Investments and steps being taken to get party registration campaign financing regulations in place. You're tuned into House Matters. Welcome and thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell.
Here's a total, Miss Lawrence.
Wow, this is all?
Yes. NHF has increased the amount it pays for medication for children with NHF cards.
You're serious? This is good.
That's right. Effective September 1, the National Health Fund doubled the amount it pays on pharmaceuticals for NHF cardholders 18 years and under. To get more information, call the NHF at 906-1106. NHF, your health is your responsibility.
The House of Representatives resumed its sitting on Tuesday, September 13, after an approximate six-week summer break. Coming out of the sitting, the government has decided to proceed with the granting of a domestic mobile spectrum license, DMSL, to Symbiote Investments Limited. This was disclosed by Prime Minister Andrew Holness. The Prime Minister adds that the government will not revoke the current carrier and service provider licenses held by the company, which operates as Carousel. He says the decision was made on the legal advice of the Attorney General and after consultations with the Office of Utilities Regulation, Spectrum Management Authority, Jamaica Constabulary Force and Symbiote. The Office of the Contractor General, the OCG, had recommended that the license should not be issued and that licenses previously granted be revoked based on investigation into the company. Prime Minister Holness told the House that the findings cited in the OCG report relate to information gathered up to 2009. He said the police have advised that the party in question is not the subject of any investigation.
The non-issuance of the spectrum license and the circumstances would be tantamount to a revocation of the grant of the said license and would be in violation of the principles of natural justice.
On February 15, 2016, the former cabinet approved the granting of a spectrum license to Symbiote for a period of 15 years at a license fee of just over $20 million. The Prime Minister says this was subject to the following conditions: confirmation from the Financial Investigation Division of the Jamaica Constabulary Force that there were no adverse findings from the due diligence exercise, no sale of the license, and no change of control or owner, directly or indirectly, without the approval of the government of Jamaica.
The main work for my cabinet was to determine whether or not the conditions set by the former cabinet were met. But we did more than that. We carefully considered the matter and took into account the legal advice of the Attorney General.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Holness says the Attorney General has recommended a number of areas for legislative and other actions.
These include placing a duty on non-natural persons who are applying for telecommunications licenses to provide all required and relevant information about their shareholders and directors and officers.
The Prime Minister says an overall review of the legal and regulatory framework for the telecommunications industry is to be undertaken to correct drafting deficiencies and other weaknesses to reflect contemporary realities, including the emergence of new technologies and to cover issues. And Leader of Government Business in the House of Representatives, Derek Smith, says the Electoral Commission of Jamaica, the ECJ, has presented a copy of the Draft Political Party Registration Regulations 2016 to his office.
These draft regulations will be forwarded to the Office of the Parliamentary Council for their attention.
He was addressing Tuesday's sitting of the lower house. Mr. Smith says he has also received from the ECJ the instruction for the drafting of the campaign financing regulations, which will also be sent to the Office of the Chief Parliamentary Counsel for urgent action. Meanwhile, Leader of Opposition Business in the House, Philip Paulwell, welcomed the announcement that the draft regulations were ready.
We really are urging that the regulations be brought back as quickly as possible. We can't affect the calling of elections, that is the remit of the Prime Minister, but it certainly will be very appropriate that these regulations be effected before any new elections in Jamaica.
That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.